Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
All right, whether it's Black Doug from Hangover, Day-Day Jones in the Friday movies, or countless other film and TV roles, maybe his Netflix specials, you definitely know this next guy. Mike Epps on the phone shows at the Irvine Improv all weekend long. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hey, what up? What up, fellas? What up?
Good morning, sir. It's nice to hear your voice. I've been watching your videos on Netflix last night. I was sat down and it just kept going, kept going, kept going. I think I've watched everything, but the colour's broken on the TV. And Tyler tells me that you're a black gentleman. I had no idea.
Yeah, I play a black guy in all my movies.
Yeah, but it was so great to watch you. And I'm gonna tell you something, man. People can, you know, I mean, obviously I'm British, but there's this whole black white race thing going on in the US to a larger extent than in other countries, probably because of 200 years of oppressive slavery. But your humor doesn't seem like it's really that cultural. It seems like it's the comedy of poverty more than anything. Because I was growing up in the projects in England myself, I can relate to a lot of the stuff once I got through the language barrier.
Yeah. You know, I try to speak volumes, you know. I try to speak for the people who understand me, and I try to speak for the people who I'm educating, you know.
Well, so you feel it's a sort of education for people, your comedy. It's not just entertainment.
Yeah, it's an education piece, you know.
what are they learning?
I'm a poor righteous teacher.
Hey, I learned a lot about bitches last night, buddy.
Hey, all right. Don't tell nobody I taught you that, man.
So you're out touring, you've got some gigs coming up, you're gonna be in Irvine, can't wait for that. Very exciting.
Yeah, I'm gonna be in Irvine, man. It's going down. Make sure y'all go out there and get y'all tickets. Come and see y'all cousin Day-Day Jones, come and see y'all Uncle Baby Powder, come and see Uncle Buck.
Yeah, now tell me about Uncle Buck. That's coming up, right? When's the series? Has it started, or when's it coming up?
Uncle Buck will be out this spring. It's on ABC. It's an ABC show. Me, Nia Long, James Lasseter. It's going to be pretty good.
That's quite a thing to be trusted with such an iconic role. I mean, you've got that, and we'll talk about Richard Pryor, too, but you're really being entrusted with some classic American things.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, I think I've been doing a great job at handling my business, you know?
I don't disagree with you, Mike. I think you have too, buddy. Talk about the Richard Pryor thing, because there was a lot of controversy in who was going to play him in this upcoming film. Nick Cannon very blatantly said that he wanted it, and a few other very famous black comedians said they wanted to do it, and you got the role. So what was that process like?
Yeah, well, I really earned it. You know, I had to audition my butt off for it. And I flew to New York. I flew a lot of different places. I had to really, really earn that Richard Pryor role.
Yeah.
You know, no one gave it to me. I auditioned like 100 times, and I was up against some pretty good actors, and I won.
Yeah, good for you. It's phenomenal, really, to get that role. Such an important role in American culture. You played him before, though, right, in that Nina movie last year.
Yeah, I played a little bit of him, yeah.
Yeah. Did that film come out? Because that was controversial, too.
No, it didn't come out. I don't know what they're doing with it, but it didn't come out.
Yeah, she's important. People were saying that the actress that played her wasn't black enough or something.
She wasn't.
Yeah, that's funny you should say it, because I'm like hesitant, you know, I'm hesitant to say stuff like that, but I can see it. I mean, every time I see, I'm a Jewish guy, and every time I see Daniel Craig play a Jew on TV, I just want to throw a shoe at it, you know. I'm like, nah, come on. So
that can't be him.
Right. So, I get it. But she's also another iconic American character, you know. So what's happening? What's going to be happening at these shows in Irvine?
Man, you know, I got a whole lot of new jokes. You know, my Netflix thing just dropped, so I'm coming with new jokes. Everybody get to come and see me perform a little bit of Richard Pryor, you know. I've been practicing it. So, you know, I'm just doing my thing. I'm trying to make this thing happen.
Irvine's an interesting place for you, Mike, because it's a affluent Asian community. So I wonder what your audience is like in Irvine.
Well, you know, I think I have Asian, and I have Asian fans. I have all types of fans. So I don't think Lil Pookie from Compton going to be there. If that's your question.
He won't make the trip down, huh?
No, Pookie from Compton won't be there.
No, I think you're right. But still, like I say, man, I think your comedy is very much sort of, once you get past the language, for somebody like me, it's not really about the differences between people. It's about the things, the commonalities, sex, money, you know, wanting to make yourself look good, look bad, I don't know. It's all about basic human stuff. So
no doubt. I appreciate you telling the world that.
No, awesome. I really felt that last night, man. I really enjoyed it. And we're excited that you're coming down to our part of the world.
Yep. Irvine Improv this weekend. Mike Epps, Irvine Improv, or irvine.improv.com is where you can get tickets Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. We really appreciate you waking up early and taking time for us. I know it's hard for a touring comic. And you've got a lot of great stuff coming up, like Uncle Buck and the Richard Pryor film, and more for you, man. I think you're going to be a legend in comedy if you aren't already. So thank you for taking time for little ol' us, and we're looking forward to having you down here.
Okay, I appreciate you guys. Be easy. Happy New Year, and I'll let you, boy.
All right, man. Take care. All more right, power Mike. To you.
See you, buddy.